Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is New Opportunities of Guthrie County Family Development Coordinator, Rhonda Huggins. All right, Rhonda, so towards the beginning of April, you guys received a donation of hams and made Easter meals for families to have. How did that go over?
That went over really well. We got a donation, actually, well, it was 40 hams. We don't normally get donations like that around Easter, so we thought, why not take those hams and then build on that and provide a meal, and then had people sign up for those, and we were able to provide 40 families with an Easter meal this year, which that is a really nice thing to be able to do. I think we made some people pretty happy.
All right, and you mentioned that's something you guys don't normally do, but if people did come back with some more donations like that, would that be something that you would look at doing again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In the past, we've done some, if we've gotten donations of certain things, for instance, pork loins or big meat donations, sometimes we've even done like a grilling box, like summer, you know, like to do a picnic type thing. So if we get donations like that, we try to do something special for our families that maybe we wouldn't do normally. So it's good to get those kind of donations. And if somebody wants to do something like that, just give me a call. We'll work with and we can do something special.
All right. And what other things has New Opportunities done in the last month or so?
So actually, we are winding down on the energy assistance that ends the end of April. So we're trying to fulfill our numbers for heating assistance or energy assistance. Right now in Guthrie County, we're down a few. I'm working really hard to try to at least meet last year's numbers. I mean, it's good that we're down, but if I don't meet the number of applications I got last year, it may affect the funding. So I don't want to see that happen. So if there's anybody out there that thinks they might qualify for heating assistance, but they just haven't called because they don't know, please call me. We've got till the end of April. Let's see if we qualify so that we can at least keep our funding the same in Guthrie County. I'm short by about 10 applications. That doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, I just don't want to lose anything. So that's important. We are also still providing water assistance for income-eligible families. That runs until September 30th. So if you're having trouble paying your water bill, you do have to be behind on your water bill. But give me a call and we'll see if we can get you some help on that. Again, that runs through September 30th. Right now, we're starting into our crisis season. So for clients that have had energy assistance, if now you're having trouble paying your light bill, reach out to me and we've got some funds that we might be able to help you with that. Crisis funds will run through the end of September as well. And then, of course, October 1st, starts the new energy assistance season going forward. We are still taking clothing donations right now, spring and summer type clothes. We don't want any coats right now. I don't have any storage to put stuff like that away and save it for next year. So please don't bring fall or winter stuff to us, but we will gladly take anything else. Make sure that it's clean, not missing any buttons, zippers work, that kind of thing. And then of course, we always take food donations. And we will take monetary donations for food.
All right. So kind of getting started on some of those things for over the summer. What are some other things that you may be getting ready for getting into the summer months?
Okay. Before you know it, like July, we'll be doing school supply collections. So if people are looking for something to donate, you know, June, July, we'll gladly take school supplies and we'll be putting out flyers for that, and that'll be on our Facebook page, and we check with all the local schools and see what the supply list looks like, and because we've got kids that go to, you know, West Central Valley and some that go to Coon Rapids Baird, and but they live in Guthrie County, they just may not go to Panorama or ACGC. So we keep a list of all the schools so that we can accommodate supplies for all those kids. So that's something to keep in mind as summer goes along. It just seems like we get out of one thing and then before you know it, you know, school's not even out and I'm talking about school supplies, but I got to be a month or two ahead of everybody else because we have to plan, we have to collect. so that we're ready when the kids need those supplies, you know.
All right. And is there anything else that's kind of going on at New Opportunities or the food bank that I haven't asked about that you want to get out there?
I don't think so. Other than, you know, I mean, it's just an ongoing thing. We always need food. If you don't know what to get, you know, you can always donate money. For instance, like with the Easter baskets, I used some of our donated money to get stuff for those baskets that I didn't have on the shelf here. So any monetary donations we put to good use here, whether it be for school supplies, for food, if people want to donate maybe to our ongoing milk and produce voucher system that we've got with Hometown here in Guthrie Center, you can donate money, designate milk and produce. That's where it will go to help fund that. Every other month, we give our pantry folks a voucher to take to the store, and then that is good for $10 worth of milk and or produce. So as long as they don't go over $10, and you know, a gallon of milk is almost $5. So those vouchers are very important to our families that maybe can't afford to buy milk unless they have that voucher. So if people wanted to donate to that, that would be great. Just designate that on your donation. And that's where the money will go. But I hate to just keep saying it over and over, but it's donations that keep us going here and help us take care of the families that need the help. And it's going to get worse with the cuts that they're going to make on SNAP, which is food stamps. I've already got people that hardly get anything in their food stamps now, and they'll probably lose them with the changes coming. So food pantries are going to be very important to these people as time goes on and as the summer goes on.
All right. Thank you very much, Rhonda.
Okay.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.